Welcome to the
pens.
Anywhere between now 10 minutes to usual about 25 minutes. It's a very difficult time in general to start yeshiva because you have about 2.5 weeks until Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to get too deep and too intense because it's our first day together as an official Rebbe Talmud relationship. I don't want to hurt it at all. But it will be doing you a disservice to not work on ourselves because we have 2.5 weeks till we stand in front of the Almighty begging for our lives for another year. And that year is going to be a year together. And if we don't come in with our A game in 2.5 weeks from now, then I don't know how much God's going to help us with our coming year. It's a tremendous potential is found in every single Rosh Hashanah, obviously. So I'm going to go straight for the kill. Hope you'll forgive me for it. This parshas ki seitze. There's one more side. You should know there's a big machlokas among different yeshivas, and even within the yeshiva, whether to start this week or the next week. And the svara usually is, and I'll say this, you should listen very closely about this right now, it means a lot to me, and don't just dismiss it because you met me just now. The svara of starting next week is that Elzman, for many students in many yeshivas, is really finding yourself and going out a lot and stuff of that nature. And they figure, let's shrink that amount of time that we have to do that, so start even a week later. That's a lot of different yeshivas' perspective on things. We don't believe that in Torah Shraga. We believe that it's worth our while to have you for an extra week of building up to get ready for the high holiday season coming up. But do not mistake that with the fact that there is a serious concern with how you spend your evenings. A serious concern. You know all the rules, but I'm not talking about just the rules. If you care about yourself a lot, then you would make sure that you spend the next 2.5 weeks building up stamina, as we're doing right now, to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the holy land He gave us. Right now, being about a 4 or 5 minute walk from the basement it used to be, and not have to hide our faces for what we've done in the past 2.5 weeks in Israel. So if you have friends of yours from other yeshivas, I'm sure, who are going out in places that we should not be going to, things that we should not be doing, you can say, I can't, not until Rosh Hashanah at least, not until Yom Kippur at least. And hopefully by then you'll realize, I don't want to do this my year in Israel. Like, it's my one chance to really connect. I don't want to do this right now. We'll speak about that later on, Ira. Let's get to Yom Kippur first. See how we do. When you get to Yom Kippur though, if you behave yourself well, you don't even want to have Yom Kippur. You don't want it. Because you realize, what am I wasting my time with such trash? 0.04, right? 0.04. Ira Steinberg. You call that? What am I supposed to do? Anyways. It says this in Parsha. It says, when you go out to war, that you go out to war, Hashem will give in your hands the enemy, and you will take captive. The Torah is predicated, is built on midos, on certain behaviors. And one of them is a basic behavior. You know, we don't rape women. We don't take people's wives, usually. You know, we behave ourselves. We don't marry non-Jews. We try to keep it in certain boundaries and behavior. We go to an enemy war, enemy battle. We're told we take captives. And one of those guys is a pretty woman. It's called an Esh Yitzhak Torah. And the Torah says over here, you're permitted to take her. Take her, bring it to your house. She could even be married to a non-Jewish man. She herself is a non-Jewish woman. Bring it to your house. Basically lock her up for 30 days. Make her look very ugly and disgusting. Hopefully you'll be turned off by her. But if you're not, she's yours. Like, I can't touch. I can't have Sharmanikia, here, you know. I can't talk Lashon Hara. What in the world is going on here? Who wrote that part of the Torah? And the Rashi quotes a famous line. It says, Lo divra Torah el keneged yetzer hara. The Torah is talking to our yetzer hara, and it knows that, what are you going to do? It's time of war. Life is tough. You got to let things happen that only you go down. How is to make sense of the fact that all these things, that every one of them is wrong? Kidnapping, another person's wife, non-Jewish woman, forcibly marrying her. There's many things we can go on. But the Yetzer Hara, so what are you going to do? What does that even mean? Anyone here has ever watched a war movie in the past? People in war act in ways they should never be acting. They act out in ways that are so inappropriate because they turn into somewhat animals. They turn into animals. In the time of war, you start spilling blood like it's nothing. You're an animal. And as animals, we can't be expected to hold certain standards. And here's the important line. And God knows that because He wired us that way. And therefore, He can never give you a law that you cannot keep. Can't. Which means, That everything in the Torah that's not exempt at any point in time means you could keep it if you tried hard enough, if you wanted to. You could keep it. Over here, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not everyone, but there are people I know who I wired, who when they start to shed blood will not be able to hold back from these things. Everyone's exempt. If you need to, you can. If I can't make a law that not every single person can keep. You know what that means? That every other law that we have right now, every single Jew could keep if they wanted to. Nothing's too hard. If it was too hard for you, the Yitzhar would say to you, it's too hard. Hashem would say, exemption. Nothing's too hard for you. Lashon Hara, not too hard for you. You might be, you know, loose-lipped and you want to tell, but you can't stop if you want to. Using your phone even. You know, again, I mentioned in my class, my driving class I went to last night, the last 3 days, you couldn't use your phone. People who are addicted to their phones, they had to put it away. What are you going to do? And they were able to. Every single person with every, there is not a law in the book that you cannot keep. Does that mean you keep everything right now? It means you could. You have to build stamina, like we said before this morning. You have to build some stamina. You have to build up to it. It may be true. But there's nothing out there you cannot do. And that goes for every one of you and every single law that exists. That's a pretty serious thing to say. But we know it's true. Because if God will exempt us from these terrible, heinous crimes that could be crimes in a case when we can't keep back from doing those things, then he should exempt us from other things we cannot keep back from doing either. But he doesn't. Because there's nothing that is in that parsha. As we spend now the first day together of this coming Zman, be aware of the fact that whatever is expected of you in the Torah is doable. Doable. But we're humans, and it's hard. So our job is to figure out, how am I going to get there in the end? But the worst crime that you could possibly have this year is not having a goal to get there. If your goal is not to become excellent in every area, then what are we doing? What area of our lives do we not want excellence from? You know, picture, you know, I want to be an okay lawyer. I want to be a solid, average husband. I want to be a decent father is my goal. What? There's no area of your life where you are okay with mediocrity, except for religion. Pretty good. I do more than he does. I get credit for that. Since when did religion fall off of the priority category where now you can just be average at it? You don't have to go to a kollel. You don't have to dress like this or have this on your face. I don't even know if this even is. You should have better this on your face, hopefully. It shouldn't be as you know, scrappy as this is. But for you to come in and not want the best servant of God, criminal activity. It can't happen right now, maybe. I mean, maybe it can, but I'm not going to push to that point. But to not set your sights on that greatness, that would be terrible. And I wish you the following, even though I have a lot more to say, I'm not going to say it. I wish you the following blessing to you. Is that the hardest part of the year is right now. It's just starting. We had a long morning together. I had a great time. Hope it was okay for you. I'll take okay right now. If it was passable, I'll be happy with that. It's hard to sit in the basement with a person that you just met for 3.5 hours. We were together this morning. It's a long time. Some of you maybe went quickly, some of you went slowly, some of you you're about to shoot yourselves. Whatever. Day one. But I asked you a question. In your question here, and I want everyone to get back to me before you leave here, I said to you, what are your goals for the year? You know my goals for the year were coming in, my Shana Aleph, I'm embarrassed to say this on YU Torah, but I already called Ari out, so I might as well call myself out also. I'm embarrassed, but my goals coming in were that I should put tefillin on every single day, because I wasn't when I was in high school. I should make brachas before I ate. I should be nice to my parents. Because I didn't make brachas before I ate, I was nice to my parents, I didn't put tefillin on every single day in my life when I was in high school. That was my goal. Okay, but you know what? What's that? I don't want to besmirch that school right now. I'll tell you off the record. I'll tell you. Anyways, after about 2 weeks, 3 weeks of time, I had worked on those things enough to say, okay, tefillin every day, I'm in. I'm doing it. I'm working on it. I didn't go to min every day, but I would tefillin every day. I'm in. I did it. And my parents, I bought a safer, keep it out of the aim to work on it. And I started making brachas my food. So I have two choices now. It's going to be a smooth sailing from this point forward. I got it. I did my accomplishment. Or, okay, now what? What's my goal now? So thank God I was smart enough to not stop and be mediocre, but I want to do more for myself. Every person is different places. I asked you even on your question sheet, what are you struggling with? What are you working on? What are your goals? If you don't have goals coming into Israel, you don't think of goals now, we're lost. Imagine going in a car. Where are you driving to? I don't know. Just drive around, see what happens, see where I end up. That's silly. Why would you not go with somewhere in mind? If you don't have a goal yet, speak to Rebbeim, myself included, other Rebbeim of yours, Shanabek guys. What goals do you think a guy like me should have right now? But the long end game goal, there should be not one moment in my life that I'm not serving God in the ultimate best way possible. The same way that my goal in life should be when I have a family, there's not one moment in my life that I'm not doing the best things for my family, my wife, and my kids, ever. Otherwise, I'm not a good husband or not a good father. You want to be a good Jew? Good Eved Hashem? Well, it started a long time ago. It started 17 years ago. But in case someone's had a rocky start. So right now is an opportunity you have in front of you to recreate yourself. Someone calls you on the phone, hey, you want to go to town tonight? I don't know if I'm ready for that right now. I just got here to Israel. I want to kind of find my way first a little bit. Where are we going tonight? What's the plans tonight? That's the question that you should be asking. You don't ask that question. The siyag that yeshiva gave you, the rules we gave you is for a siyag. It's to create a fence for your behaviors and your growth this year. You can become the best version of yourself if you keep those siyagim in check. You let those things go, then you're going for mediocrity at best. You bracha, all of you, when you go out to battle, as we'll be going to every life in a battle also, on a Yitzhahara, you should merit to have the strength of character to be able to stand up for what's the best thing for you, not the easiest or most fun, but the best thing. So we look back upon this Thursday thought, life-changing if you let it. And we understand that we took ourselves in a way, seriously in a way, that brought us to heights we never thought were possible. Have a great Shabbos.